mics on.
Turn the fucking mic up.
Yeah, microphone checker. Yes, one, sir. Two kings from the Queen City.
Yes, sir.
Because we got what it takes to rock the mic, right?
Yes, sir. We here.
We back at it.
Back at it. Standing on business.
Standing on business this time around. Yep. I got my Vans, you got your Chucks, you know. We definitely standing on business. We stomping niggas out if we have to.
If that ain't standing on business, I don't know what it is, cuz.
Hey.
I tried to tell him,
right?
Episode 47 type shit.
47.
Mm-hmm.
And we back outside one way or the other. Springtime type shit.
Mm-hmm.
Outside,
inside.
Whatever. Whatever floats the boat, right?
We inside, outside.
Ah, I see what you did there.
Jesus Christ.
Shout out to Moisters in the house, Morty in the house.
Oh,
Morty F. Baby. He's like, nah, you ain't stopping me from shining today, nigga.
Being extra.
Yeah. I guess we start our intros, right?
Yes, sir, let's do it.
Okay, bet. So the first voice you hear is none other than Perseus, a.k.a. Pro.
Yep.
A.k.a. Pro Black.
What else?
A.K.A. Prolific.
Give it to him.
A.K.A. Pro.
Take that.
A.K.A. Mr. That Nigga.
Mm-hmm.
A.K.A. once again, Mr. Stand on Business in my Vans.
Back at it. Put the shoes back on.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
A.K.A. I'll slap a hole over my chicken tenders.
Don't reach for them.
Backslap. You know what I'm saying?
He's saying don't reach for him.
Don't reach.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you're trying to reach for the honey mustard sauce, don't do it to yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Don't play yourself. Don't ever play yourself. Nah,
and that's word to DJ Khaled. Because congratulations. And that's all the AKAs I got. I'm going to pass it to my mans next to me.
Shit. This way you got Drew.
All right.
AKA Philly. AKA Philly the Don.
Talk to him.
AKA Chef Philly. AKA DJ Philly Dot.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? The Black Hippie.
No doubt.
You know what I'm saying? Mr. Standing on Straight Business.
Straight Business.
You know what I'm saying? Shit. Mr. You know, Go Getter. Trendsetter.
Word to Cheesy.
You know, Mr. What These Bitches Really Want From a Nigga. Shout out to DMX on that one.
One time for your mind.
You know what I'm saying, Mr. Outside.
No doubt.
Jack of all trades, man. Shit, I'm back out here. What's up, man? And that's what it is. Air horn.
On all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
We want all the gunshots in the air.
Shit, I'm just trying to figure out what's going on, Jack.
Hey, it's been nothing but, you know, it's been nothing but smoke up in these streets.
Seemed like it.
You know what I'm saying?
Anybody want to smoke in 2024, I'm here for it, though. I'm here for the truth.
Oh, yeah. I'm here for the truth. I'm here for the entertainment. I'm here with my popcorn. I'm here for, you know, all the messy tea shit.
I got my popcorn.
Shh. Extra butter in that shit.
Yeah.
Word up.
Yes, sir.
Word the fuck up.
Sir. Like Michael Jackson. He had that, remember that meme? He eating the popcorn.
Oh, yes. Like in the Thriller. Yes.
Like that.
He's looking
like
for some Thrillers. Mm-hmm. And it's like that. Well, Kendrick Lamar. And speaking of Kendrick Lamar,
what's up?
I guess somebody decided to jump out the window and respond to my man K Dot.
Yeah, he backed out, man. He backed out.
Well, you know, of course, you know, he backed out. We ain't talking about that light skinned brother. We talking about the light skinned brother.
The other mm-hmm. The light skinned coalition.
For sure.
He did respond.
And he decided to drop it on a Saturday. After we recorded last week, right?
He dropped it on a Saturday.
He did.
Yeah.
And so the beige bandit man we're talking about is Mr. Drake himself. You know what I'm saying? He dropped push-ups. No, he didn't drop push-ups. You know what he did? He leaked it first.
So it's the AI. So it's not an AI situation here. That shit was real deal, holy field.
It was.
Okay.
It was. So.
What's your take?
Okay, so after listening to it, I was like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. First, I was with the AI shit like you. I was like,
yep.
Well, AI is doing this motherfucking job.
Yep.
You know, at least responding to something.
Straight up.
You feel me?
Yep.
But then once I found out it was actually him, it did, you know, he had to, you know, send a message to DJ Academics himself. And that's when I was like,
yeah. couple listens.
I did.
Okay.
And so my feeling about the song in general?
Yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah, that's how I take it. I don't take it as horrible, but it was kind of big.
True. I'm with you on that. Mm-hmm. For the fact that, you know, he responds to everybody that's after him.
Yeah.
I'm with that.
20 verse 1 type shit.
I mean, but if we break it down to 20 verse 1 shit, especially with the ghostwriting allegations, is it really 20 verse 1 or is it 20 verses, I don't know, 15 or 20?
Yeah.
Based on the ghostwriters involved.
Yeah.
I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Well, so let me ask you, now that you heard it over and over and a couple of times, I don't know if it's been confirmed.
Right.
But was this Drake or was this his ghostwriters?
Good ass question. Mm. You know what? There's no ghostwriters confirmation for this time around.
Mm.
But judging from, you know, the lead up to it.
Yeah.
It did take him like, 3 weeks to, 3-4 weeks to drop the shit.
Sound like ghostwriting shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And then, you know, for that to be,
you come at me like that? It took you that long to do that?
Just to do that?
Yeah.
I mean, it's solid, no doubt.
Yeah.
But, you know, ain't nothing that made me like, oh shit, this is like how Takeover did for me.
Yeah.
It didn't do that for me.
Yeah, Takeover dropped and it was like, oh shit.
Yeah, like, oh shit.
Yeah.
You really took it there, hoe.
I ain't get that old shit feeling with this one. I feel like it was, kind of light skin, honestly.
It was kind of light skin?
Kind of soft, yeah.
Mm.
No disrespect to light skins. It's just, when I say light skin, it's just automatically soft. Feel soft. But then, you can be light skin and go hard, though, you know? But
yeah, like Chris Brown, for a minute. Of course, could say, you know what? Yeah, I'm just gonna exit left.
Wait, but what you referring to though? With the Chris Brown, we talking about him and Drake?
Actually, yeah, him and Drake.
Yeah.
But then it just hit me once I said it out loud. Like, oh, maybe people are still sensitive to the Rihanna shit. And I was like, you know what? Let me exit left.
It hit different.
It did.
It hit different. I see what you did there. You backed out just like J. Cole did. It's all good though.
Yeah.
No worries.
Hope y'all accept my apology. You know, I didn't give no apology, but it's cool.
I feel like you need to hit harder, though. If you're going to come at Kendrick, you got to hit harder, man.
Yeah, so what level of light skin would you rate it? Is it Shamar Good light skin? Or is it,
Shamar Good? Who's that?
Shamar Moore.
Shamar Moore.
Light skin? Or is it, let me think of another light skin.
The other one with the light eyes. That one.
What was he in?
He was in Think About a Man, Think Like a Man. He was in
Michael Ealy.
Michael Ealy, light skin.
Is it that light skin?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, mm-hmm. I can see that.
And
Cause he played Low Toughness, you know, in Barbershop, you know, so he was believable.
Nah, every time I see him, I just immediately think soft. That's soft. He's soft.
Damn.
He had to be soft.
Soft? Like Kobe Bryant? Saying soft?
Yeah.
Oh.
Kobe Bryant, Mamba though, he go hard. Pause. Yeah. No diddy.
Hey, but yo, that was wild. That was wild.
My fault. But you know how Kobe go at it.
True.
You can't compare that.
No, I'm not comparing. I was more so saying like how you're saying soft.
Just like how Kobe called, what's his name?
Dwight Howard.
Dwight Howard soft.
And maybe Kobe saw the vision ahead of time for Dwight Howard. But hey, that's a story for a different day.
We're touching on a lot of things right now. Because that shit right there is actually crazy too, right?
Right. And he's nowhere to be found, right?
Yeah, he done fell off the planet.
He's still in China, right?
Yeah.
Damn.
He focused on what he need to do. So
he need to.
Let him do
it.
Yeah, for sure.
You're right. So, beyond that, so you felt like it was mid.
So a level. You said what rate of light skin from 1 to 10? I'll get it. You know, a good 8.
Mm-hmm. Got you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll say around that same rate.
Yeah, he got to go harder. He got to go harder, man.
Kendrick. Yeah. Even though he did have a funny line against Metro, I'm sorry, Metro. I had
that was the best part.
That was
because it's one of those stings that just keep stinging.
Like he's sitting there trying to jab at Kendrick, and then he's pulled aside like, Metro, shut your dumb ass up.
Make these beats,
nigga. Make the drums, nigga.
Yeah, that was the hardest probably bar of the whole thing. I think.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But, the beat was pretty good.
Yeah, that was by
I don't even know who made the beat.
Who Kid?
Well, Who Kid premiered the track. Okay. Well, quote unquote premiered the track.
Yeah, that beat go hard. All the beats went hard actually.
Yeah.
Can't just beat, you know, because it had Metro on it.
Of course.
That went hard. But then like J. Cole 7 minutes, even though you can't find that anywhere now.
The beat's not on streaming.
Yeah.
Yeah, at least not on Apple Music.
The beats never go really is the soft part. It's the attacking part. It's the lyrics. Yeah. That's what we're looking for. We're looking at the lyrics.
So from that point, and piggybacking off of that, so do you think Kendrick has to hit or has to do the haymakers go all out?
I don't think he has to, but the way how Kendrick is built and how he is lyrical like that, I think he wants to, and I think, you know,
yeah,
that's what's gonna drive him to want to do that, I think.
True. Now I say, you know, it's not necessarily devil's advocate, but it's more so like a thing of trying to think ahead of your enemy in a way. Do you think Kendrick should go all out for this one, and then? Well, do you think he will have the capability of just going with the haymakers now and still have some shit left, you know, on the other side, just in case Drake decides to rebuttal? Because, you know, they will try to say that like Drake is strategizing with this.
Like the back and forth. I don't know if he'll do that all day, but not Kendrick, you know, because it'll take him 10 years to drop an album.
Sure.
So I don't think he likes to get in the studio like that, but he'll drop probably something quality enough to rebuttal it, because at the end of the day, he only dropped a verse. Everybody else is dropping songs.
Right, and the songs are still not hitting like the way it's supposed to.
The way the verse did.
But so don't tell the Drake stands that, you know, them niggas out there, boy.
They D-riding crazy right now.
No, they gobbling the fuck out of this nigga Pulse.
Over what? They did the same with J. Cole. He took his shit down.
Yeah. And boy, did the J. Cole fans, they had to go into the hiding place for a while. Because they ain't had no answers for it.
Boy, this is hip-hop, man.
Yeah.
You don't do that shit.
Now, granted, I'm Team K-Dot, but I fucks with J. Cole heavy.
I fuck with J. Cole.
Drake? Eh, not so much. I'm still, you know, be fair in this assessment.
If he loses, that don't mean I don't like either one. If Kendrick beats, this is kind of like the Nas and Jay-Z thing.
Right.
Just because in certain point of views, Jay-Z won, and I guess it depends on who you ask.
True.
It's not like I don't like Nas anymore. Nah, Nas is the fucking one of the best rappers in the world.
Yeah.
So, like, just, but don't do something to take it back, then you lose your credibility at that point.
Yeah.
Lose your legacy. All that shit you built up saying in this hip hop world is now kind of like, what is it now?
And see, that's why I think J. Cole would be the biggest loser in this whole war, civil war, however you want to place it. Only because of the fact that he backed out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All the way out.
It's a difference when backing out, but he took his shit down. He apologized and he took his shit down.
Well, not only that, he didn't hit hard like he was supposed to.
He didn't hit hard.
Right.
Now, let me ask you this. Would you think it'd be different if J. Cole hit hard on his track and then took it down and apologized?
Well, that would be hard for me to answer because I'm the guy that's thinking if it was hitting hard and it was received on a great level, then he wouldn't apologize
or
take it down.
Because his reasoning was he thought it was a weird or goofy or something like that.
Yeah.
He felt bad in his soul. So I'm like, if he hit hard, he still might have felt bad in his soul, but he, you know, Demarcus Kendrick, that would have been something crazy.
Well, and I'm thinking of it from an angle of, okay, if he's standing on his point of he letting people around him gas him to do it.
Right.
Well, let's say if he did hit the hardest out of all of them.
Yeah.
After getting gassed to do so. To be honest, he would still let them gas him up to be like, they would be like, nah, you killed him, this nigga, nah.
Right.
Go with that shit. Yeah. Go to Dreamville, fuck him up, you know, on the stage type shit.
Right.
And keep it pushing.
Yeah. Be a little different.
Yeah. So I'm kind of like on that point for me, at least for J. Cole.
So we know J. Cole writes his own shit too, so.
Yeah. So that's what makes him more disappointing for that matter.
Yeah.
So we kind of put J. Cole and Kendrick on that same level.
Yep. Now can we?
Even though I would say, because I'm still listening to My Delete later.
Yeah.
Boy, did J. Cole step it up lyrically.
It was a good project.
It was. Yeah. Even with all this shit that's going on, I'm still listening to it like, okay, I can still listen to this shit. It's quality.
As a quality project.
Right. So even with that, it's like, you still wouldn't be able to be put on that level with Kendrick. Only because of when I hear certain things now, it's like, you had the chance.
It hit different.
You had the chance.
Put your shit out, stand on that shit, and just see what happens with it.
And how
I don't think he gave it enough time, too.
No, he didn't. And what's ill about it for me, basically the whole platform was set up for him to win, to be quite honest.
Right.
Because you think about it, Kendrick disappeared for 5 years, come back with an album that people, it's like, it's mixed on, you know, how people feel about it.
Right.
Okay. Drake, the last three projects, it's like, yeah, okay.
Well,
J. Cole, killing the features, everybody and their mama fucking with it.
Yeah, he had the trajectory.
Yeah.
The whole time, they just...
And then, all it took was Kendrick to come out with that verse, and then everybody was champion J. Cole.
Mm-hmm.
So he had the leverage the whole time.
He had the momentum.
Yeah. But the momentum, yeah, that's the right word.
And then he just kind of squashed it himself. And I'm like, that's weird.
Yeah. But if he saw what's going on right now and he decided to step aside, cool.
When you say step aside, like, who's that mean?
Well, seeing what's transpiring with Drake going on out against, you know, Kendrick,
Future, Metro,
and even Rick Ross. Oh, we gotta touch on that Rick Ross shit real quick. That shit is funny as hell.
But not stepping out of hip hop, which is
right.
Out of this civil war that's going on.
Right. If he saw that ahead of time, dude, I don't blame him for stepping aside. If he know he don't have it like that,
right?
You feel me?
Yeah.
So that's that. And then so after that Drake diss drop, we was expecting Kendrick to drop right after, right? Even though I don't know why people rushing Kendrick Lewis.
If you've known Kendrick for enough time, you know he ain't gonna let anybody rush him to do anything.
That's true.
It takes him 10 years to drop albums. So I was like, he gonna take his time. But when he do drop some shit, it's gonna be crazy.
It will be.
And then, more than likely.
And I still got a feeling he might drop this weekend.
You think so?
If I had to, you know, place a bet on it, I'll probably choose this weekend rather than next weekend. But the first person we didn't even expect to see jumping out the window at him after, you know, he was this, was Rick Ross. Rosé. Huh?
Rosé got some shit to say.
Boy, did he.
He had to get some shit off his chest.
He did that shit in 2 hours. Damn.
And he's still going at it, ain't he?
Yeah. Oh, man. Are they going
Instagram, at it? Instagram, Twitter fingers.
Twitter fingers.
Going at it, bro.
Well, that's when it's starting to get corny for me. Like, you know, these two niggas going back and forth from Twitter and Instagram.
Well, that's the modern age thing. So
well, true.
Imagine if this was 30 years ago or 20 years ago when
Jay and
Jay-Z were going. They didn't have Instagram. They didn't have social media back. They didn't even talk that shit. They had to talk shit on albums. Now it's a different, it's a modern age. So they doing a modern beef with it, with the Instagram shit. But
yeah,
it's all part of it, I guess, now.
You know what, you're right. And even though at that point with Jay and Nas, when the internet was slowly but surely taking over in a way,
mm-hmm.
It still had to be like, how you say, like on, it had to be on wax.
It had to be on wax.
Either on wax or you had to go to the radio station.
You ain't gonna hear it or nobody.
Right, or you had to pass it to a DJ to place it on his mixtape or whatever. So it, you're right, it's different times.
And that's a shame how much one will flop now, because back then, like, it was so hard to get your hands on that. So right. Once you got your hands on it, so imagine, cause J. Cole taking shit down off streaming and shit, they couldn't do that. If Jay-Z dropped some shit against Nas, he had to stand on that. It either sucked or it blew up.
Right.
And he ain't gonna be like, oh, well, give me all them CDs and singles back.
Yeah, no. And even then, now, he still can't stop whatever's out there on YouTube, because you know YouTube's gonna have people that's gonna copy it,
mm-hmm.
place it out there, and you're still gonna hear it.
They can't get away with it or get away from it.
At all. Yep. At all. So. You know, that's that for that, and then, so yeah, I see that perspective, you know, when you break it down, of the modern day era, but that, what you felt about Champagne Moments in general?
What's that?
Champagne Moments, Rick Ross's joint.
I ain't gonna bullshit, and like I listen to it, I haven't heard it yet, Jack. What do you think about Champagne Moments? Let's go with there. Because I haven't heard it yet. I've been watching the Instagram beef so far.
I thought it was alright.
He smack on something?
Well, he did. Yeah. It was lackluster as far as like that off. But when it came to like what he was saying on there, it was like, okay.
Maybe that's why I ain't here yet.
Yeah, and now there were some points he made. I was like, interesting. Like, basically took, I forgot the bars, but he was basically telling Drake, yeah, you know, you're trying to tell me about how I benefit off of you, you know, making my number one hits with you, but how you get your street credit or street cred or lack thereof.
Mm.
Off of people like me. And I was like, interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Some of his earliest biggest hits was from other people's as well, like Rihanna. I think Work and that other Rihanna song that they had together. Those two was like the ones that went platinum, and he got there from Rihanna.
True.
He had to take her to get him there. So Drake is good by himself, but like he has also used other motherfuckers to get to that top as well. So.
Right.
Yeah, man. But at the end of the day, Drake is a force. I'm gonna tell you that right now. Drake, we ain't seen a Drake ever, honestly.
Right.
And so I feel like it is kind of like a 20 verse 1 type, because you kind of do that with somebody who's like, because you ain't gonna see 20 people go after Kendrick at one time.
Right.
But you'll see all these people go at Drake at one time, just because he is at the top right now. True. The game.
True.
But at the same time, I feel like people can are not scared to go after Drake, but they're scared to go after Kendrick or somebody like that.
Yeah.
So it's a very interesting thing when you kind of sit back and look at it and visualize what's actually going on, because it actually gets props to almost everybody who's involved.
Mm-hmm.
Metro Boomin has probably. Nobody who ain't never heard of Metro Boomin probably knows who he is now, right?
Right.
Everybody knows who Drake is. Everybody knows who Kendrick is. But I'm assuming Rick Ross's sales may have been an increase. Everybody involved in this is probably, except J. Cole, I think. I think J. Cole was probably on that downward side just because of what he fucking did. But
Yeah.
Everybody else's career should probably take off from here. I would think.
True.
If they wanted to. Because Kendrick, all of them, Rick Ross, all of them, they're all, like, older. They're in their, like, 30s, late 30s and stuff like that. So they're on the, you know, way out anyway. So they're like, fuck it. Let's go ahead and t- talk this shit.
Yeah, why not?
You know what I'm saying? You don't really see no young motherfuckers involved in this right now. So it's like, except Metro Boomin, I mean, but he don't rap, make beats. Future.
Yeah.
Future is old. All of them really old. So.
In Future, you gotta. I take. For one album, taking over that this record, he went light on Future. For whatever reason. Maybe because he know Future could take it there when it comes to player shit outside of everything that's going on.
Yeah, I think Future probably got the least of the hits on this whole situation.
Well, and even though he's going to be revered, you know, with the biggest influence, mm-hmm. I think he's taking it like on Future because he wouldn't be able to fuck with Future on the level of, you know, giving a fuck Savage type of shit that may go on behind the scenes that we would never know.
And that's fucking his money up too. Because him and Future had so many projects together that he's still making money off of. Albums that they made together. So if he goes too hard at Future or Future goes back, that's going to fuck. They're telling their fans to pick one.
Right.
And if you tell them to pick one, and the stands are going to pick one, they got to pick one. If you got to pick one, that's going to fuck with your money on it. Because you got all these streams and commissions coming back from the song you made, Big Rings, and all that shit you made with Future in the past.
Right, so.
He ain't got a couple. I don't think he got any songs with Kendrick, does he? Maybe one or two?
Drake? Maybe one or two, yeah.
Rick Ross? Maybe one or several.
Several.
Yeah.
With Rick Ross.
Metro Boomin? Yeah. So. But it's Drake. He has had projects with everybody, so it's kind of hard with him to beef.
Yeah.
Straight like that.
Straight like that.
Mm-hmm. So that's why these subliminals, I guess that answers why today's game is mostly about the subliminal hits instead of the direct names and the shit like that. So.
Right.
That's what
there is a science to that, then, when you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Now that you break it down like
it's
that.
It's a business. So. At the end of the day, it's a business, and you don't want to fuck your money up.
Yeah, because the last person that really didn't give a fuck, even though he still prospered with money, was 50 Cent.
Yeah. You know,
in his heyday.
Yeah.
Whenever he did somebody.
Yeah. Ja Rule or Diddy or Jay-Z, he don't really got that many songs with none of them.
Right.
So it's like, yeah, I can afford to be for these ones.
Yeah, it ain't people gonna hurt, gain, you know.
Gonna hurt my career to gain. Yep.
Fat Joe.
Yep. 50 don't fuck with a lot of people.
Damn. If I keep going down this list, it's like shit, man.
Yeah, man.
Who else he been in beef with? Shit.
It's 50. It's 50, man. 50 don't really change up. That's
gotta love
respect
it.
That though.
Yeah. The older I get, the more I understand 50 Cent.
Yeah.
To be quite honest.
Right.
Even with him being the petty god. Sometimes you gotta be petty with petty these motherfuckers.
Petty Tendergrass.
Straight up.
That nigga.
Petty Murphy, not this bitch.
Shit.
You ain't lying. So. Yeah, beyond that, that's about it for the week.
Yeah, man.
Did
that shit.
Oh, let me shout out to my man, Kid Snacks, out here.
Kid Snacks.
Word up. I ain't forgot about you, my nigga. Long overdue, quick review for To The Wheel Fall Volume 2.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ask me how, I just came up with them bars. But, so, it's a short project, 15 minutes worth. Where start off with intro song, then skit song, skit song. I like that pattern that he was doing.
He got beats.
Huh?
Make beats or he's a rap?
Rap. Straight out of Greensboro.
Shout out to Greensboro, man.
Shout out to the Buzz Rock. Now me, always thought about.
Yeah.
OBX Freestyle. And then Da Bloom. Those are my shit. And I'm hoping I'm pronouncing it right, Da Bloom. But yeah, those are my shits right there as far as like freestyles.
Okay.
And he got some other projects up there too. And he got some more projects underway as well. So with that, shout outs to you, Kid Snacks. I'm looking forward to all of it.
Yes, sir.
If I had to give this a rating, the short project, I mean, fucking, you know, I'm going to give it 10 out of 10.
Okay, that's perfect.
10 out of 10 Chips Ahoy's.
10 out of 10
Chips Ahoy cookies, you know what I mean?
Oh, shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's damn near perfect, Jack.
Oh, that's perfect right there. Yeah, especially when you get the white chunky cookies, you know. Don't sleep. Don't sleep.
Don't sleep on that shit.
Straight up and down.
Shit, we need good music nowadays, so you gotta keep pushing that type of shit.
Word up.
Absolutely.
Would have to be a local act, too, to get that 10, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up right there.
Well, you know, North Carolina got talent, man.
In general.
We beasts out here. We stand on straight business.
Straight business, you heard?
Mm-hmm.
And not Nikes or whatever we got on.
If you got on, stand on that shit. Straight that's basically up. What we're trying to get at.
That's a fact.
All day. All about the truth.
All about the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, other than that, I think that's a wrap for now. Got any bars for the week?
So, yeah, speaking about truth, man, shout out to beautiful artist back in the day. I don't know if anybody even remember her. But she goes by Indie Irie, you know what I'm talking
about? Yes.
She said something in that song called The Truth. I was listening to it the other day, and it goes something like this. She said, there's no substitute for the truth. Either it is, or it isn't.
Mm.
And with the truth, there is no proof. Either there is, either it is, or it isn't.
Oh.
And you can tell us the truth by the way it feels. Shout out to Indie Irie, man. She was one of the best things to do back in the day.
Damn.
That's my bars, man. What you got for us?
Man, I can't. I'm going to try to compete with that with a quote. Shout out to Nas for Illmatic.
Yeah,
the 30-year anniversary is here. 30 years of Illmatic in general. That's something to celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, real hip hop to the core. Don't make albums like this anymore.
Yeah.
I think the bars I got for the week from him, life is parallel to hell.
Uh-huh.
You know, well, let me start off because I know it's not verbatim. Life is parallel to hell, but Bobby maintain, be prosperous.
Absolutely. Absolutely, bars.
Bars for the week.
I like it. I fuck with it. Blackout.
Blackout.